Hey guys, what's going on? This is your host, Arthur Anthony, and welcome back to another episode of Life Cope. Here at Life Cope, we're not licensed therapists or psychiatrists, we just give advice to those that can use it. And this message has been brought to you today by Grammarly. If you have problems with your grammar, putting in punctuation in certain places, definitely get the Grammarly app. You can get it on your phone or on your iPad or on your computer. So if you'd like to download the Grammarly app, please go to getgrammarly.com/lifecopellc. So today we're talking about emotional balance. So when we talk about emotional balance, I just want you to picture like a dam with like three barriers in it. And they have the same amount of water in each of those containers, right? So if one of those walls breaks, you know, in that container, guess what? The other side is going to overflow, and then it's not going to be functional anymore. So that's what I want you to think about when you think about emotional balance. So we have to maintain that balance, because exerting too much energy to one thing, it really does drain you, you know? Just think about all our lives and all the things that we do every day. So we have school, we have work, some of us have families, relationships, you know, friends. And then when we exert a certain amount of energy to all those people and we can't, during the day, we can't focus on just one thing and stress about that one thing or just put too much energy to it, or like I said, it will drain you. You can't focus on everything at once, and that's why we need these boundaries. Because there are people here I know that run through things, like they think about everything at one time, you know, that they have to do. And the thing is, sometimes you cannot do that. You have to try to focus on one thing at a time, but in that moment. So when you're at school, you're focusing on school. And then once you leave school, you leave it at school. You know, unless, of course, everybody has like homework or whatever. But work, if you got work, do work and then leave the work there. And then so you're not spending extra energy on work when you get home, and then you have to put energy toward your family as well. That's too much. You can't do that. You're going to cause a burnout. So many who believe in helping others, but you know, how can you take care of others when you're not taking care of yourself? You know, that's so, because all of us want to take care of other people, you know, most of us anyway. But the thing is, you can't take care of everybody, because if you're drained, then how are you going to take care of your family? You know, for some of us, our friends, if we're always there for them. But if you're not taking care of yourself, then you're pretty much of no use to them, you know? So you have to take care of yourself first and set those boundaries so you're not draining energy or you're not overwhelmed. So the three options today that I'm going to list for setting those boundaries so you're not overwhelmed or drained is one, take a time out. Two, learn to say no. And three, give and receive. So for time out, I talked about this earlier too, but in another episode, but every day, take at least like 15 to 20 minutes every day and, you know, just evaluate yourself. Reflect on everything you're doing that day and see if you're spending too much energy on one thing or another, you know? And if you find that you're, during that day, that you're spending too much energy on one thing, then you'll know that, or if you're spending too much energy on everything in general that you're doing that day, then you know that you're going to be overwhelmed, and you just have to set your priorities on what you want to do so that you don't get overwhelmed. Number two, learn to say no. I know people that will always say yes to everything. Like, that's just, it's just crazy to me, but, you know, if not, if you just keep saying yes all the time, it'll only be a matter of time before you're overwhelmed with everything, because, like, people will just come up to you, like, especially at work, you know, because a lot of us don't like saying no to our bosses, but even if it's your boss, you know, politely ask for an extension or a break, and, of course, it might not work, but you should at least try, and then, and tell them that you're being overwhelmed, and then you're not going to be as productive if, you know, you don't take that break, and or if they don't give you that extension. For school purposes, you could talk to your teachers, tell them you've been overwhelmed at school with all the classes you're taking and you just need an extension on certain assignments, and they should understand. This is hard for a lot of people, especially, outside, because if it's not your family or friends, but, you know, if it's at work or with school, you know, this probably won't work most of the time, but at least try it. You can at least say try, and then if it doesn't work, then just try to work through it and prioritize how you want to get it done, you know? But don't stress over it. Don't spend too much energy on it. Just take a break from it for a while and then go back to it so you can try to finish. And then it'll help you cool down and it'll help you refocus as well. Number three, give and receive. So some people always give their time, money, and energy to others, like no matter what. Kind of like the yes people that I listed before. But these people don't receive anything back. When you give something freely, you don't expect to get something back from it. However, some people do take advantage of that, and you must definitely set a boundary here and recognize those people that always take advantage of your kindness and are always mooching off you, so to speak. It's good to give, but sometimes it's good to receive as well, to know that, that establishes the relationship of between you and that person, whether it be friendship, family, or even at work or school. But if you're always giving to them, that's definitely not a good, it's not a healthy relationship, you know? So you just have to recognize that. And if those are the same people that keep coming back to you and you keep giving them stuff, you have to set that boundary and just let them know and say, and tell them no. You know, just set that boundary. You can't always give and not receive anything back, even especially with love. Like if you're in a relationship and you're giving love and you're not getting that love back, you just have to learn how to cut that relationship off if it's not being healthy for both of you. It can't just be one person receiving something all the time. Well, that's all I have for today, guys. Thanks for listening. So if you'd like to reach out to us on our website or email, our email is bam3@lifecopeapp.com. Again, it's bam3@lifecopeapp.com. And you can also check out our website at www.lifecopeapp.com. And that's where you can find our blog page and most of the upcoming events that we have coming up. And you can also reach out to us on our social media handles on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram under LifeCope as our handle. So thanks again, guys, for listening. I hope you guys stay well and stay safe.